Family and Friends 5, Around the World in 80 Days, by Jules Verne, illustrated by Mark Drazy. Audiobook brought to you by Abyss Media Productions. Chapter 1. Mr. Fogg Leaves London. Our story starts in 1872. Mr. Phileas Fogg was a tall, handsome English gentleman. He lived in London, in a comfortable house in Burlington Gardens. He didn't work, but he had lots of money. He wasn't married, so he didn't have a wife or children. But he had a servant who did the housework for him. Fogg went to his restaurant every day. He ate lunch there at 12 o'clock and then read the newspaper in the afternoon. In the evening, he had dinner and talked with his friends there. At midnight, he came home and went straight to bed. Fogg's servant was a young man, James Foster. Foster didn't have much to do because Fogg spent most of his time at the club. But Fogg was very particular in the morning. He always wanted his breakfast on time, and he wanted the water for his bath to be not too hot and not too cold. On the morning of October 2nd, 1872, Foster brought Fogg some water for his bath. But the water wasn't hot enough, so Foster lost his job. Fogg had to find a new servant. And later that morning, a young man looking for work arrived at Fogg's house.
"You're French, I think,"
said Fogg when the young man sat down in front of him.
"What's your name?"
"Jean Passepartout, sir,"
answered the young man.
"Passepartout is go everywhere in French. I've got this name because I've worked in many exciting jobs in lots of different places. 5 years ago, I came to England to work, and now I'm looking for a quiet job. Mr. Fogg, I've heard that you're the quietest of Englishmen. You're looking for a servant, and I want to work for you."
"Good,"
said Mr. Fogg.
"You can start at once. What's the time?"
Passepartout looked at his watch.
22 minutes past 11,
he said.
"Your watch is slow,"
answered Fogg.
"It's 11:30 exactly."
"That's when I always go to my restaurant.
Goodbye. I'll be home at midnight."
Then Fogg left the house, and Passepartout found a feather duster and started cleaning.
"Mr. Fogg's a very quiet gentleman," he thought. "I'm going to be happy here."
That afternoon, Fogg read an unusual article in the Times newspaper. The Times, October 2nd, 1872. Gentleman thief takes £50,000 from bank. £50,000 was stolen today from the Bank of England. A tall, handsome gentleman was seen in the bank at the time when the money disappeared. The police are looking for the gentleman thief everywhere. At the restaurant, Fogg was sitting as usual with his friends Mr. Stewart and Mr. Ralph. Stewart was an engineer and Ralph worked at the Bank of England. They talked about the newspaper article.
"They'll soon catch that gentleman thief,"
said the banker Ralph.
"With trains and ships today's policemen can travel fast.
But thieves can travel fast these days, too,
said Stuart, the engineer.
Today, you can travel around the world in 80 days,
said Fogg.
It says that here in the Times.
On paper, maybe, but trains have accidents. Ships go through bad weather and plans go wrong. You couldn't do it in 80 days,
said Stuart.
Yes, you could,
cried Fogg.
If you're careful about time, I could do it.
Really?
Answered Stuart.
Look, if you could go off around the world and be back here in 80 days, I'll give you £20,000.
All right. I'll show you. I'll leave tonight and be back on the 21st of December,
answered Fogg.
And if I can't do it, I'll give you £20,000,
he said to Stuart. The train for France was leaving at 9:15 that evening. Fogg arrived home at 8:00 exactly. Passepartout was very surprised to see him home so early.
Mr. Fogg, what are you doing here at this time? I thought that you were coming home at midnight.
I know. We're leaving for France tonight,
Fogg answered.
We're going around the world in 80 days.
Oh no, not more traveling. I wanted a quiet job,
thought Passepartout.
But what about our luggage?
He cried.
We'll take only one small case with some shirts and socks in it. We can buy more things later.
Fogg put £20,000 in his travel bag for the journey too. He had £20,000 more in the bank to pay Stuart if he arrived home late. They left that night and took a train to Dover, where they got on a ship to France. They traveled across the English Channel and took another train to Paris. From there, they took a train to Italy. In Italy, they took a ship called the Mongolia to Port Said in Egypt. Port Said is a town on the Mediterranean Sea at the beginning of the Suez Canal. When they arrived in Suez at the other end of the canal on October 9th, an English detective, Mr. Fix? He was working for Scotland Yard, the most important police office in London. He left London soon after the money was stolen from the Bank of England. Scotland Yard thought that the gentleman thief would go abroad with all his stolen money, so they sent detectives to many different countries to look for him. So Fix was now looking in Suez. When Fogg visited the passport office for a visa, Mr. Fix saw him.
What a tall, handsome English gentleman. Maybe he's the gentleman thief. I must learn more about him,
he thought.